Hey friends, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection. It is Wednesday, March 1st, Spirit Connection, and so glad that you could join us. We've got some really cool stuff tonight, and I want to just make sure that everybody's on, and maybe you're catching up with us later on in the broadcast or watching this on the replay. We just want to say welcome to everybody. It is March 1st. I've got some new prophetic words for the next few months. And you can chat in your questions if you're with us live in the chat room. We've got Pam, Krista, Jenny, April, Zakia, Jason, and Kirsten helping us out tonight. That's a big chunk of my team. I'm so grateful for them. But I'll be doing a Q&A a little bit later in the broadcast, so you can chat some questions in. We also use those questions on my podcast and different things like that. So DougAddison.com is my website. Stay connected with me on social media, Facebook, The Doug Addison, Twitter and Instagram, Doug T. Addison. Also, my daily prophetic word, hashtag daily prophetic. You can catch that on social media or go right to my website, sign up and have it delivered to your email box every day like I do. Yep, I get my own daily prophetic word. While you're there, download my free ebook, How to Hear the Voice of God for Yourself. And I mentioned my podcast. I've now launched a Spirit Connection podcast. It's weekly. You can check out on iTunes or on my website. Ready to go? Hey, let's release this thing, get this thing going. Father, we thank you for this new day, this new season, almost like something starting up tonight. Boy, I feel it so strong, a shift happening in the spiritual realm. And we just say yes to what you're doing. Pray that you would open up the heavens right now, that we could hear your voice clearly. Let the prophetic flow. We ask dream interpretation, our dream understanding of dreams, visitations of angels, different things like that are going to start happening this month. We pray, Father, activate those things, plus the gift of discernment to know what's from you and what's from what is not. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, well, each year, the wind of change angel, not the winds of change, that's a different angel. This is like a straight line wind. Wind of change angel begins to blow things into place. And this year, I see this right around the springtime each year. This year, it's March through May. The wind of change angel is coming. I've been observing this since 2012, and you know, as this angelic wind begins to blow, it kicks up debris in our lives. The wind of change angel blows. It will reveal things that have been hidden. It'll bring things into line. Things that may have been holding you back will become much clearer once this blows through. It will blow a heavy cloud of hopelessness away. A lot of people really looking forward to that. And it might cause some temporary loss of vision. I meant spiritually, of course. But I'm not talking about anything major at all. I'm just saying when this stuff starts kicking up, don't worry, God's in this whole thing. Many people will be tempted to give into discouragement. Don't back down. I'm telling you, the time of resistance is very short for this. It won't last long, and you'll be able to come through this with a greater level of revelation of your calling, greater understanding of divine assignments over the next few months. Also, God is going to use the wind of change to drive away the attacks against you. The wind of change is going to blow away the chaff. And there's the analogy of wheat. During the time that the wheat is growing, the seed of the wheat before it ripens fully is covered by a protection. And once it matures and ripens during harvest time, that protection is no longer needed. So the outer shell becomes chaff and the wind of change comes and blows it away. Psalm 35:5, may they be like the chaff before the wind when the angel of the Lord driving them away. So that's a place where you'll see something like what I'm talking about, the wind of change blowing away the chaff. God's going to remove the protection mechanisms that we've used in the past that are no longer needed for this new season. And that happens. Old beliefs, old ways of protecting ourselves, it's going to blow away. Expect to see the enemies of your soul to be revealed, and sudden changes come as new angels are assigned to you in this new season. So March is a time of great birthing, similar to the birthing of a child. Maybe you've heard me talk about this. is that a lot of times, not always, but quite often, things that happened 9 months ago start to happen now. So God spoke to me. That's one of those times. March is one of those birthing times from last June 2016. So you're going to start seeing some things that God spoke or started to do back in March are going to start to come into reality. But God really highlighted this for the month of March. So go back to June 2016. Look at any prophetic words, dreams you might have had, anything you received during that time, things that started to stop, the enemy started to hit you real hard. Those are the signs to look around those things. So I went back and looked at June of 2016. I, on the Spirit Connection webcast, I talked about a first fruits offering, which is from Leviticus 23:15-17. Now, I'm not an offering guy. I won't be. Yeah, you know, I ask people to donate and help us out, but I don't really do a lot of offerings and things like that, even though I believe in them. But that last year, this first fruits offering was very anointed. It was a time, it was a season to sow. And so I had a heavenly encounter last year with this, and many people gave into that first fruit offering. It was right around, right after Passover, during the time, anyway. I won't go into all the details, but if you did, if you gave in, no matter where, whether it was into our ministry or other ministries, or maybe you didn't at all, I'm just saying those that did, watch as the next month or so, things start to turn around for you financially. We gave, last year, we gave $10,000 into the Hamilton, Ontario revival meetings with Todd Bentley at the end of May. The Lord spoke to me about the first fruit offering, and things have not been fully returned, but things are now turning around. And sometimes it takes 9 to 10 months for that to flip around. So watch for that, because things that happened last year, I had several major spiritual encounters in heaven. One was a revival coming for those who were wounded by religion. And it was the Ezekiel 34 encounter that you've heard me talk about. It was also in my book, The 2017 Prophetic Forecast. Been a lot of my prophetic words. My prophetic experience happened about that. I've had a few, you know, revelation has come through that, but I had an encounter in heaven, in the courts of heaven over that, where God is going to start giving Ezekiel 34 mantles to people like you to find and mend the brokenness of those who've been driven away or wounded, and people that didn't understand them. And this is a new revival coming. It's been 9 months since that encounter. And I heard the Lord say that we can expect to see the sparks start to start. I heard those words. See the sparks ready to start for this. I'm not saying it's going to start the revival right now. I'm just saying the spark, something's sparking in the spirit right now. So go back to June of 2016 and see if anything has significantly happened to you. Begin to pray it in. Ask God to birth things now and see what happens. So I want to talk a little bit more about the wind of change. This is a prophetic dream I had in 2012 that best describes it. I was in, I believe I was in Colorado when I had this dream. The wind of change is starting to blow. And I had this dream, which I saw this very strong wind start to blow. And it came from the ocean onto the land, like a straight line wind. And as it approached, it blew up debris so strong that it was nearly blinding to people. And I watched from a place of safety, and I was concerned for people nearby. Then a huge battleship crashed into the land, hitting buildings along the shore. And again, I was concerned for the people. But most of the people were okay. The ones who didn't understand this was from the Lord, I didn't say they die or anything like that, but they had a rough time. But I knew this dream was a wind of a spiritual, not literal. It was a spiritual wind from God. And it comes, I've been now seeing it every year. End of dream. There's a massive wind of change that's coming. It's a spiritual climate shifter. And it's happening in order to blow away the things in our lives that have held us back. Also to remove the things we battle with. Notice, quote, the battleship blew through. And so that will move those things, remove those things that we've been battling with. And as long as we stay in that place of safety, which is called the place of the presence of God, well, everything's going to be fine during this. No one's No one's going to get hurt or anything like that. I'm just saying, God is blowing away the debris, preparing us for a dramatic change, and we need to embrace the changes that are coming. Do not be afraid. Let me repeat that. Do not be afraid. We need to fight discouragement, because over the next few months, we're going to see several waves of turnaround. And it's time to be encouraged. I'm telling you, don't be discouraged right now. The wind of change is starting March through May. And as this wind of change angel comes, and again, it comes right around springtime, Psalm 104:4, he makes winds, his messengers, and flames of fire, his servants. So this, again, is where it is in the Bible. I've got some people ask me, where's that in the Bible? And, you know, you don't always see exactly the same angel or something like that. But this concept that we do have the winds of change, and also the Lord moves like fire and wind. So the wind of change works in conjunction with the gathering angels that are mentioned in Mark 13:27. Jesus said this. He said he will send his angels and gather his elect from the four winds of the ends of the earth to the ends of the heavens. Now, the wind of change works with the gathering angels. The gathering angels come for revival only, and they've been around for a while now waiting. They've been in position waiting. So I keep hearing over and over, this is about to start. Get ready, get set. This is about to start. There's a new sound coming from heaven. It's going to be a fast turnaround when we hear this sound. Despite the way things look on the surface or in the natural realm, God's now releasing many strategic things starting this month. And it's going to start, the things that you battled with again, and things maybe you faced opposition with, are going to now maybe you backed down for things or given up on some of them, are going to start to now come to the forefront, and it'll be time to press in and ask God to open the doors for these things, and that they'll come into reality. As the wind starts to blow, it's going to release that new sound. I kept hearing this, the new sound, and now I don't mean it's going to be a new, like a trumpet or anything like that. It's just something, and I just want to say that the new sound from heaven comes. And it could be in the sound of music. It can be in the sound of a revelation. It can be a sound of just all types of different things. Well, here's what's going to happen. Those who've been on injured reserve, maybe that's you. Maybe you've been felt like you were forgotten by God, like Joseph in Genesis 41, who was in prison. Then a 24-hour turnaround restoration happened in his life. It was like overnight. Expect to see those quick, sudden good breaks. My favorite verse, unrelenting disappointments leaves you heart sick, but a sudden good break can turn life around. Proverbs 13:12 in the Message version. Watch for strategic and divine connections start to happen. And I see this happening several times in the past, which is the movement into a new season. It's a time of realignment. And as this starts to happen, it's going to bring about those major changes in relationships, associations, locations, relocations, ultimately bring new assignments to you as well. Now, you might not qualify for all those, but God's doing something right now, and we can expect to see things happen. And I want to talk some more about that as this unpacks. So we've got the wind of change coming. It's going to work hand in hand with the sound from heaven, and it's also going to activate things in the harvest, because the wind of change, remember, comes during the harvest as well, works with the harvester or the gathering angel. So I want to talk a little bit more about what is coming. It is big. We have a revival coming that is very big. And some of the prophetic words from the late prophet Bob Jones and others are coming about. I want to talk about it a little bit, because this is bigger than one man, woman, ministry, or church can fulfill. And I've been around the prophetic ministry for a long time. I've spent the entire decade of the 1990s living this stuff out. As a business owner, as an undercover prophetic evangelist in San Francisco, and a church planter out there doing the stuff, then in 2001, God captured me with a powerful encounter and a mandate. I had just gotten healed of Huntington's disease that had wiped out my entire family, incurable, which, by the way, that was in 2001. I'm now 58, 57, be 58 next week. And I just got a clean bill of health for Huntington's from UCLA Center of Excellence. They examined me and they found no, even though I have the gene, even though many people in my family have been sick and died, I got healed in 2001, and that is now many years later. They want to invite me back to do a study because they said it's an anomaly. They don't see many people where this happened. I'm just saying that I had to lead pastoring during that time. Before I got healed, it was during that time I was trying to get healed and do different things. And I've developed healing strategy. By the way, I'm going to talk more about the healing strategy online training we're going to do based on this at the end. So hang around till the end. But I had to leave pastoring to pursue my greater call at that point because I got healed at a Todd Bentley conference back before Todd Bentley was on the map. And then the next 2 weeks later, Stacy and Wesley Campbell came to that church that I went to, and Stacy called me out of the crowd, didn't know who I was. Now we're friends, but she gave me a prophetic word about something that was so ripping good. And so I just pressed in and said, yes, I need this greater calling on my life. So I went up to Kelowna. Wesley Campbell he had been speaking at a conference there in Kelowna in British Columbia, Canada in 2001. And they had Bob Jones at this conference. Now, I had been around Bob, I hadn't met him before, but I'd been around his teachings and stuff like that from the Kansas City days. But then I got a hold of a videotape that rocked my world while I was there. And it was the Holy Spirit, when I brought it back home to San Francisco, the Bay Area, the Holy Spirit hit my wife Linda and I with power. And everywhere we started doing home meetings in the Bay Area, showing this video of Wesley Campbell interviewing Bob Jones about these prophetic words about the billion soul harvest and about different things like that. And in the video, the glory of the Lord came in the rooms. We were all on the floor. We were taking this around and it is playing. I says, here, check this out. And everyone will get hit with the presence of God. It was powerful. And so God spoke to me during that time. This is before my gift got supersized. I'm just kidding. It's a McDonald's term. I'm just kidding. But that's before I got upgraded into what I do now. It was back when I was a pastor and I was, you know, a prophetic person and growing and doing different things. And so just God just spoke to me and said during this video and said, you're going to help Bob Jones fulfill his life calling of the billion soul revival that was coming. I'm like, right. It seemed far-fetched. You ever hear one of those impossible things? You know, I didn't even know him personally. I had been sick. I'd been out of ministry. People didn't trust me. I mean, it was really not a good season for me to get such a word and declare it publicly, which I didn't. But listen to me clearly. I want you to understand. I'm not saying I have any mantle or anything like that from Bob Jones. I'm not the one that's going to bring this about. I do have an assignment, and I want to help you with that too, and release assignments over you. So I was back to 2001. I was literally out of ministry at the time, unknown former vineyard pastor, struggling business owner, and the Lord spoke to me to get ready to sell it all because He was about to move us, and to move us into our destiny. Now, Linda and I, we were 42 at the time. Don't do the math. And we had a huge yard sale. I don't recommend this unless you're here with the Lord clear. We sold everything except our personal belongings. And we moved into a tiny little apartment and waited for 3 months waiting the Lord's instructions. I spent time doing praying and doing these small meetings. And we, at that time, and listen, within 3 months, God gave us our marching orders. We got our marching orders because I want to release marching orders in March over you. And as I tell this story, I'm not trying to boast here. It's like when you talk about angels, angels show up. When you talk about healing, healing shows up. When you talk about breakthrough and stories of breakthrough, breakthrough shows up. And that's why I'm telling you mine. Because, boy, it's coming right now. I can feel it. And so back to 2001, a few months later, we ended up, God moved us. He gave us the plan. He moved us. And we're doing a series through a series of events. Ended up at a conference. I was running an outreach team or the prayer teams or something at the conference, but Bob Jones was one of the speakers. I wasn't a speaker, believe me. I was running all the audio, video, and everything like that. But Bob Jones was there. Got to meet him in the back room, the green room, and got to tell him the story. Lynn and I explained that we started our ministry in Light Connection in 2001 with the sole purpose of training people in the prophetic, doing prophetic outreaches. I was one of the forerunners in prophetic evangelism because it was to help fulfill. I had already started to help fulfill the mandate of the billion soul revival. If there's going to be a revival, we need prophetic outreach people. We need prophetic evangelists. We need people out there on the streets, because today are people that go onto psychics. They're not lining up to get a track or lining up just to go to church. Someone needs to get out there, and that's what I trained people for years, leading outreach teams to help fulfill Bob's mandate of the billion soul harvest years ago. This was happening. Traveled all over the world with the fire of prophetic evangelism. It's coming back around right now. A few years later, after the 2002, that was 2002 I just described to you, we bought a prayer cabin because we were living in LA at the time, and we bought a prayer cabin in Moravian Falls, North Carolina, and we moved there for 3 years. And during that time, I had the opportunity to mentor with Bob over at his house, travel with him and his wife, Bonnie. The reason I'm saying this is so that you'll understand where I've got this and how to activate a prophetic word. And I often say that, you know, if it was a dream, wow, if this is a dream, you know, how amazing and faithful God is. He spoke this to me and now it's happening. And I told you this story so you could understand what's coming this month. Now, Bob went back to heaven in February of 2014, and the glory of God is going to come. Bob had been brought to earth to fulfill a prophetic word over, called the 1 billion soul harvest. The Lord told him that when he went back to heaven, there would be a movement of God, a movement, a revival happening in the outcasts, and it would be a billion would come. And it never started. It never happened before he died. Didn't make him a false prophet. It means that there was a lot of resistance. A lot of people said no, all kinds of different things happening. But I'm telling you, it's still alive. I had an encounter last year, and last September, the 22nd, as a matter of fact, and I had an encounter in which I overheard a meeting in heaven with Bob Jones and his calling for the billion soul harvest that had been forgotten, but it was brought back. And by popular demand, the people like you and me, whoever's been crying out in heaven, I've been crying out in heaven for it. And it brought it back. And there was a whole meeting over this and I could hear Bob's voice. I didn't see anything. I could hear it going on in the spirit on September 22nd, 2016. And I knew that that there was new assignments, that Bob's calling for the billion soul harvest that he came to give his entire life for was not forgotten, and that the assignments were now going out. So let me just tell you, I've written about this in my 2017 prophetic forecast. I even wrote a little bit in it in the 2016 prophetic forecast. I release one a year, and I want to invite you to it because it will give you a strategy. But here I want to read this, and I'm releasing this month. This is from the 2017 prophetic forecast. The glory of God will return in 2017. And I want to just say this, that before I read it, it'll be with the winds of change during March through May. It's going to set the stage for a long-awaited change and it's going to spark a revival. I'm not saying it's going to start yet. I'm just saying things are lining up right now. It's going to begin to open the heavens over us in new ways. It's going to awaken people to their need for God's love and power. And it's going to release a greater measure of God's glory and his presence. And I want to talk about his glory and that wind of change. Yep. And I'm going to talk more about that here. And I'm going to be releasing it over you. But before I do that, I want to just kind of bring it into you know, an understanding biblically. Acts 2:2 talks about this similar wind that comes and a sound, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven, and it's like a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. This was the apostles. And what happened was the day of Pentecost, it just totally revolutionized launched the first churches after Jesus went back to heaven. So let's now go to 1970, the last known revival in the United States and North America, not U.S. only, was called the Jesus People Movement. And it was the strangest thing you'd ever seen. And it was during that time, boy, I tell you, there was a strong presence of God's glory. Now, not everyone picked it up. We had people, you know, who were in the more conservative churches. They didn't understand it. But even then, even if they were conservative, look back in the 70s and see what happened when God's glory was very apparent during that revival. You'll even see it in the conservative churches that the gift in the ministry of teaching really went up. Boy, the teachers started rising up and the music was anointed. Everything got anointed because the glory of God was here. Look back in the 70s, you got some of it. I mean, even the Doobie Brothers wrote a song, "Jesus is Just All Right." I'm just saying. So it's a strong presence of God's glory. This is like a liquid anointing or something that's spiritually tangible in the atmosphere. Could be felt by many people. And again, those who aren't sensitive to it still did things with their gift. But without God's greater glory and power, we're not able to be part of a revival or a movement as big as what God has in store. So this is what was here. It was the Jesus People Movement, and which was founded on a lot of stuff. You know, that we saw signs and wonders. We saw a lot of stuff. And in 1975, the Lord spoke to the late prophet Bob Jones at that time that the greater glory of God was going to leave the church because it was being used for man's gain and not for revival as it had started. Then on March, that was in 75, March 17th, 1977, Bob Jones reported that he saw the glory lift and it has not returned since. Yes, people still have portions of it. But overall, the glory of God has not been on the church at large. Then, I tell you, March 2017 is the 40th anniversary of the glory departing. This is the year, this is the month that the glory of God is going to return to the church. Now, like the glory of the 1970s, it won't be limited to the four walls of the church. That's where I want to say, watch for it outside of church. You could, let me just tell you this. Some people hear me talk and they get disappointed. You could live, there was a big move of God, it wasn't a revival, but it was a move of God in Toronto in 1994 called the Toronto Blessing. That 3 million people from all over the earth came there and took it everywhere. You could have lived in Toronto and missed it. I'm just saying, listen, get eyes to see. Don't judge this. God's going to do something. And similar to the Jesus People Movement, the glory of God is coming with signs and wonders, healing, miracles, a lot of outreach-oriented things to touch those outside the church, in the streets. And I'm not saying all these things about the big revival are going to take place in 2017 or in March. But this month, you're going to see something shift in the heavenly realms. God is releasing something after March 17th. That's the 40th anniversary that will position us to receive more of his glory and his presence. Now, right now, like I said, some people carry it. You know, some of my friends carry the glory of God. I experience the glory of God here and there, but we're going to start experiencing it, especially outside in the streets. And this has been a year that started out looking very dark, very evil, but it will end with greater hope and more light of the Lord because God is beginning to release something. And get ready to cross over into this new season this month. This is the season this month to cross over. Now, if you look in my book, if you read or if you followed Bob's prophecies or anything like that, and look at my 2017 prophetic forecast, I talk a little bit about this, about the fact that Bob thought it was going to come in 2012. In fact, God told him It was going to start in 2012, and something derailed it. In fact, it was a train. It was a glory train that he saw, and it got derailed by people saying no, by people getting distracted. The Lord told me, he didn't tell Bob this, that 2012, it was because people got distracted with the elections of that time and things like that in the U.S. that got people distracted. I'm not saying anything bad. I'm just saying that this is coming back now. Just because Bob didn't know the time, it didn't mean it was false. It's still coming. The glory train is still coming, and we're going to see something happen with the wind of change. Now, when I noticed this, and I was writing the 2017 prophetic forecast, I was looking at Bob's website, and I saw that the interview, and you know, and I contacted Bonnie Jones, his wife, his widow, and she felt the same thing, that it was going to be the 40-year anniversary. March 2017 would be the return, the start, the sparks that's going to start a fire. So I tell you, we are going to see some amazing things, and I want to activate that. I want to release the wind of change. And also, I just want to say that there's going to be a lot of divine alliances start to happen because of this. And that I just want to read this prophetic word that I got in 1991. And this was from my first encounter I ever had. But the Lord said, a time is coming when I am going to do a strategic alignment in my kingdom. And I'm going to suddenly move people into place with greater effectiveness. And many who felt like I've forgotten you will suddenly realize that I've saved you for this new time. And I'm moving in marriages, ministries, and business partnerships that will accomplish way more than they could alone. This is going to happen quickly. It's going to look strange to many people, but trust me, says the Lord, as I am with you. End of prophecy from 1991. That's my really first ripping prophecy I got from an angelic encounter. And I just did a webinar on it about divine alliances and divine assignments. God's bringing these new divine alliances starting this month as well. We're going to see some new things. He's going to rearrange the kingdom into strategic, I wouldn't say just couples. It sounds so weird. It sounds like just marriage. But yes, it'll involve marriages, but it'll also involve partnerships with ministries and business. Two are better than one. We're going to start seeing resources come together. One can put 1,000 to flight, two, 10,000. But God says he's going to do something new right now. I just want to release that word too, because that's part of the wind of change. It's going to usher in something so powerful, and I'm starting to feel it right now. So let's just pray. I'm just going to pray and activate this word. God, we thank you, first of all. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, that you're bringing something new, that this seasonal change right now, big change is coming, the wind of change. We say, God, give us eyes to see, ears to hear, activate us in the spiritual realm, that we would not miss this, that we would not miss what you're doing on earth. Like many people even missed the coming of Jesus. They didn't even realize who he was. Father, give us eyes to see what you're doing this time. And Lord, I pray right now for the wind of change to operate in our lives, in our businesses, in our ministries, in our families, in everything, our relationships, our finances, that it would change things for the positive in the name of Jesus. And now, Father, I want to activate the wind of change angel right now. And I want to activate this. I've done this every year. You've given me the ability to release this angel. Places that I go and people that I see and on this webcast right now. Oh my goodness, that's why I told the stories, because the presence is here. The awesomeness of God is here. That's why some of you might be feeling something inside. You might be feeling either a heat, or some people are feeling the presence, or some people are feeling something, an excitement leaping inside you. And something, I just tell you, it's the presence of God. Even if you're listening to the recording now, I just want to activate and release the wind of change. Lord, we say, release the wind of change, angel, into our lives, into our families, into our ministries, into our businesses, into our homes, our churches, everything that we have, Lord, we give to you. And I ask, God, that you would blow things into place, realign everything strategically, so that when we come to May, we're going to look back and say, oh my goodness, what a short period of time things have changed. things have changed around. And Lord, just like you did with me from that time, even in 1991 when I got that prophetic word, from the time of 2001, 10 years later, it was fulfilled. The divine alliance word was fulfilled in my life. It was a divine alliance over business, marriage, ministry, partnerships came together in my life. I lived that out 10 years later. And then 10 years from 2001 to 2011 was another strategic time. But the Lord, in fact, it was right around 2011 and 12 when I saw the wind of change for the first time. And I now release the wind of change. I release that over each person here, those listening. I release the power of God. I release the presence of God. I release the glory. We say, Lord, move. Move on us, God. Blow away discouragement. Change things around. Bring healing. I pray, God, that you would realign things in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. Whew. Powerful. All right. Remember my website, DougAddison.com. Don't go away. I want to tell you about something about hang around just a minute. Some people dart out after this, but I want to tell you something in just a minute about healing. But consider donating to what we do. We're not a big, we're not big on trying to, force people to give. But, you know, if God moves on you to do that, that would be great. You can, we have a couple of things. We now have text giving. You can text the word L-O-V-E, love, to 45888. Love to 45888. You can give that way. Or click on the donate button if you're watching online, or go to DougAddison.com/give. And if you feel called by God to do that, consider becoming a monthly partner with us. Our partners bless us so much, and they support what we do. They get a blessing. If you support the work of a prophet, you receive the prophet's reward, and that is dreams and visions. I pray for the partners every day. I send a monthly video message out to the partners, and with different things that don't go out publicly. You get a 10% discount at our store and access to our partners only private Facebook group, and access to our team and to Pam, who's on the web calls and things, the webcast that we do. She's the quasi pastor of the partners, and she's there for you. So we have all kinds of fun things. Remember social media as well. Stay in touch with me. But I want to just give a couple of announcements. One is the 2017 Prophetic Forecast is a book that I released. Also, it's different than the 2016. If you bought the 2016 that had the 7-year strategy, this has more. I just want to tell you that. Maybe some people don't understand that. This is like your roadmap for what how to navigate through these times. I get so many people tell me they have to read it slow and read it a few times because it's full of prophetic things that start popping off the page to you. Also, I want to talk about this new online training, Accelerating Your Time to Heal, Tools for Physical, Emotional, and Spiritual Wholeness. Now, this is a special webinar that we're going to do. It's a training for 2 hours. The registration is going to open this Friday, March 3rd, but it's going to be it's going to take place a little bit later in the month. And it's going to be 2 hours, and we're going to train you about all the different kind of things that God has shown me. And these are the things about, about developing a healing strategy, about giving the tools, what tools, how to contend for your healing, how to press in when you get so discouraged. Believe me, I just tell you, I've been so excited about doing this because I still have some few more things to be healed of, but boy, I have gotten healed of so many things. It's unbelievable. And I still got to get a breakthrough. I tell you, I'm expecting Saturday, March 18th is the date, 10 to noon. It's $37. You get the notes so you can share it with other people as well. I just want to encourage you to watch for that coming out this Friday. And it's going to be a powerful, powerful time. We get a lot of good feedback about these. Also, upcoming events the one that's running all the time, is my school of ministry called Hearing the Voice of God 365 Online Activation School. You can take it anytime, 24/7. Go to hearinggod365.com. Take this 14-day free test drive and check it out for yourself. You got so many people in it. We got over 500 students in it right now. You can take it anytime, anywhere. It is so cool. It goes with you. Well, and it's high-quality training. Also, I've got a live event coming up, only one I'm going to go to for a while. I felt like God told me to be at this one. It's the 2017 Passover Glory Festival, April 13th through 16th. This is in Phoenix. It's in Tempe, Arizona, hosted by David Herzog Ministries. Joshua Mills will be there, David and Stephanie Herzog, Joan Hunter, my great friends, and worship with Jake Hamilton. Oh, man, I can't wait. I tell you, it's going to be packed full, a four-day weekend full of a time of releasing God's miracles, impartations, healing, signs and wonders, prophetic revelation, and the glory of God. I tell you, anytime I've been around Joshua Mills and David Herzog at the same time, I tell you, the glory of God gets so thick you can literally feel the spiritual environment. And of course, I come, and Joan and others, I come in and can shift things in the spiritual atmosphere. Joan Hunter has an amazing anointing for healing and miracles that she carries. Oh my goodness, I can't wait. All right. Well, now we've got Pam in the chat room, and she's been putting in some questions, some Q&A for me. I got to switch over there. Let me get a gulp of water here. I got to expand my screen so I don't have to put on my glasses. Yes. All right. Got some questions going on. Let me make sure I got the right screen. I do. A bunch of them. Thank you, Pam. Here are some questions. This was from Todd. What are your thoughts on Tony Robbins? Well, you know, I've never released publicly, but I need to tell you this because I saw it firsthand. I don't listen to rumors. But back a decade ago, I was a missionary to people in the New Age movement. Now, I was a believer, believe me, I was a prophetic evangelist. I would go into some of these meetings to do outreach and do things like that. And I was, the Lord told me to go to a Tony Robbins meeting, specific one. And, you know, Tony actually started out right. And I just want to warn people now that he got off track. And though he says he's a Christian, and I saw this myself, he started in 2007, I think it was, he started doing these impartations called The Blessing. And it's actually Diksha. It's a deep, dark thing. It's very deep and dark. And it's called Diksha. They call it The Blessing, but it is opening up people's chakras. And it is, I was there in the meeting myself. So I just want to say that I just tell people, be very careful. Tony Robbins' early stuff was anointed. He had some anointing on his early stuff, but then he got sidetracked. So just want to say that. I don't want to pick any fights with anybody, but I do want to warn people, be very, very careful these days, especially. Good question, Todd. All right, Jackie says, how will I know if the wind of change blows on me? Well, if your hair ends up looking like mine, no, just kidding. Oh, the wind of change, you might not know it blows on you. It's God doing it. You know, it just like I said, when God did a revival previously, you could have lived in that town and missed the revival. Jesus came and you could have come and missed Jesus. But maybe something happened though by the anointing being around you. Just the whole spiritual atmosphere is going to change. So you'll start to know by things starting to change and shift. What I recommend is asking God to show you. And good question, Jackie, but ask God to make it clear to you. JD asked this, what can I do when fasting and praying becomes a struggle? That's a really good question because I got that at one time. I was an avid faster, JD. I tell you, I fasted one day a week. And then every month or so, I'd fast a week. And then I'd do all kinds of different things. And then the Lord began to speak to me because it became a struggle in my life. And then the Lord says, it's like this. I'll just tell you what he said to me. Now, you'll have to see if this is you or many people have to see this. He said to me, I don't want you to fast if it's not going to be from your heart. It's not really to change the hand of God, by the way. It's not supposed to force the hand of God. It's supposed to, fasting is to get your soul in place to be able to receive more from the Lord. And a lot of people are using it to try to change God's heart or move his hand. It might, you know, you can pray and fast, that might work. I was doing it for revival. And then the Lord spoke to me over 10 years ago to stop fasting. And he told me to fast from fasting. And I remember Bob Jones saying, the problem with many Christians is they don't understand the difference between a feast and a fast. And that the Jewish people were no longer under the law, but the Jewish people feasted more than they fasted. But in the church, we tend to fast more than we celebrate. And so to get that in my life, I began to celebrate. I realized too that the Lord told me, he said, listen, because of me, I'm a harvester. And most people have been down tilling, you know, the sowers, and they've been down tilling the soil with their heads down. And then the Lord spoke to me and says, look up, the fields are ripe for harvest now. And I knew from my grandfather's farm, you do not fast in harvest season. You want your strength. So if it's a struggle, JD, let me just say this. I was just releasing this to a lot of people, this part. Here's what I'd recommend. I recommended it to someone last week in our school, in our Hearing God 365 school. One of our students asked a similar question. And I said, if you've been fasting, it's becoming a struggle. Maybe you've been fasting a meal a week or a meal, something like that, a day. Then try having a meal with the Lord once a week. Try, or once a day, whatever you're doing. Try having a meal with the Lord. Try to feast with the Lord. Like, take some time and listen, you know, take time to listen to the Lord. Take time to commune with the Lord. And this, my friends, will radically change your life greater than fasting ever did with me. Anyway, that is with me. I don't knock fasting, but I'm just saying, right now is a time that try feasting with the Lord and see what happens, and close it with communion as well. Great question. All right. Is it Mermaid? That's the name? Mermaid. It was the screen name. What's the difference between the angel of the wind and the wind of change? Well, I guess you're saying the angel of the wind. I don't know. Talking about a specific angel. The wind of change is an angel. So the wind of change comes and it is an angel. And so the difference of the angel of the wind would be a different angel. I've never encountered an angel of the wind, but I don't doubt that there are, because there's tons of different types of angels out there. But good question. Chelsea asks, how do you stay at peace when there's so much fear in the world? Well, this is so important, is Jesus modeled this for us. Satan tried to wreck his boat twice, tried to capsize the boat while he was in it. He slept in the belly of the boat one time when a storm came. And the other time he walked on the waves, he rose above it. It takes practice, Chelsea. And what each day, that no matter how hard it gets, no matter what I walk through, each day I find a place of peace with the Lord. Find that place of peace. It's in his word. It's in prayer. It's in worship. And stay at that place of peace. Find that place of peace. Like if you go to a worship service, maybe songs, a certain song brings it. Then put it on your, smartphone and play that again. I play certain songs over and over. I read certain verses. I write down verses that actually help me to break through. In fact, in this webinar I'm going to be doing on healing, I'll give you my battling verses that help me to battle, to contend, to stay at peace. And then once you get there, because once you break the spirit of fear, because it's rampant in the world, you can become unstoppable with the Lord, because all things are possible for those who believe. I just want to encourage you to stay with it. All right, Sherry asks, Jeremiah 10:13, it talks about God sends the wind from his storehouses. Is this connected with the wind of change? There's all kinds. Once you start doing a study, you'll start seeing all kinds of winds from heaven. And God has, if you go back to my prophetic words I released in December, and I talked about them again, I think in January and February, about what was holding back the storehouses, and it was a key to it. Well, the wind of change could open that as well, because with the storehouses, sometimes we, and this is the prophetic word I released earlier, is that people can get blocked, their blessing get blocked because of judgments and things like that. Well, the wind of change can reveal those things for us so that we can open the doors. The floodgates is another thing. The storehouses, the winds, the rain from heaven that will come. And it's all from God. That's what it counts. It's all from God. And so ask him to open it up for you. Bob said this is walking with God a moment by moment experience. It is for me. I tell you, even after all these years, Bob, walking with God is still day by day, hour by hour, moment by moment. But the closer you get, I'm telling, Ephesians 1:17, I pray that God would give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. The spirit of wisdom and revelation that I talk about and release has one purpose, to know him better. And yes, some moments are rough, some aren't, but you know, here's what I want to encourage everybody is God is not a dictator. He's not an angry God. He really isn't. He's not an angry father. People have been portraying him. It's a lie. He is a loving father, and he wants to give you good gifts. If you hear that taskmaster in your head, that's the spirit of fear. That's the tormentor. And I want to encourage you to walk in the moments of peace. He loves our immaturity even. He loves us. I know because I'm a father, I'm a grandfather. And I know that people make mistakes. And I know that I get upset. But I ask forgiveness when I get upset, just so you know. And also, I say that I try to model this everywhere I go, is that God, as a father, as a grandfather, as mothers, as grandmothers, as spiritual mothers, aunts, uncles, whatever we are, we can help people. We can help them by encouraging them. And that's why I release my daily prophetic words, moment by moment. I've had to read those things. All right, Bob, stay with it. Taylor says, do we need to identify a specific enemy spirit to break it off? Well, sometimes and sometimes not. And this is what I'll be getting into in my online training, my workshop on accelerating your healing, is that there are times when by the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus will break it right there. I'm telling you, it'll break it off. I'll just do this right now. There's some people who are struggling with headaches and migraines. I feel a word of knowledge suddenly right now, my headaches. And so in the name of Jesus, I break that right now. And by morning, you're going to see a turnaround. I break that. Now, we'll get some feedback that happened because it's the power of Jesus. But to answer the question, Taylor, there might be times if it didn't go away that now you got to find out why it didn't go away. There might be something deeper. And this is why I do this. I'm going to do this training. I'm so excited about it because many of the things I've been praying for in my own life go away with the power and of the word. I confess the word of healing. I stand in the word of faith. I get words of knowledge. I see things, you know, to break off. But if it doesn't, then you want to go a little deeper and find out why. Maybe there's generational things holding it back. Maybe there's judgments that you've made somewhere. Maybe there's, you know, there's different things like that. So sometimes, to answer your question exactly of how you ask it, is do you need to identify the spirit to break it? Sometimes, yes. In fact, I've been trying to break a spirit for a while that was coming in. This was last year. I was trying to break this spirit, and I was calling these things. I thought my name even. But then God showed me, gave me revelation on what it was and why it was there. Then I broke it. So that's part of the divine strategy that we need to learn. Dee asked this, how can you tell where God wants you to move or where to live when he has told you to move and not said where? Well, if he said to move and not know where, then I would wait because it might be you know, if it were a dream, what would it mean? Like the Apostle Paul said, in a glass dimly. Sometimes we hear in part, we prophesy in part. There's times when we don't have the fullness of it. Even me, I tell you, I hear God a lot, but there's times I don't understand the fullness and the timing. If he told you to move, it could be that he's going to move in your life, or it's just not open yet. I would recommend pressing in, getting people to pray with you, coming to agreement. If it doesn't open, don't make a move until he shows you where to move, especially move. Now, that's different than you know, where to go to lunch or what Bible to buy or, you know, other things that are lower level. When you're talking about a move here, you want to have more revelation than just a, you know, this is the stuff we get into in my Hearing God 365, Hearing the Voice of God 365 online activation school. You learn to discern. And this happens. Some people have dropped out too soon. Think, I tell you, I want to encourage you, if you dropped out, get back in there, because you receive 52 weekly emails that activate you. This is over a year's period, plus your monthly things that we do and a monthly phone call. But I tell you, it will teach you to learn to discern. And many people, I tell you, we get the testimonies of the people who are taking it, and it's starting to open things up for you. All right, well, T.E. is the initial, said, how do you activate your prophetic dreams? Well, once you get a dream, you to activate that dream, like anything, it's like a prophetic word. You'll get this in my book, That God Spoke, Now What? How to Activate Your Prophetic Word. It's the same principle with a dream. And that is, I'm a big teacher on activation. Do something positive towards it. You do something. Like I had a prophetic dream that, let me just say, remember one of them. I had a prophetic dream that I moved to a new location. So to activate that, I began to pray. And I didn't want to move without more. I began to ask God to show me when it is and to give me more confirmation. I did get the more confirmation. It started to come after that. That would be another form of activation. I even started studying the place that God told me to move. That's another form of prophetic activation. I hope that helps. Here's another one from CC. How do you know when God is getting ready to open a door or if the door is already open for you? Well, that again has to do with activation. Take a step forward. You know, take a step in it to see if there's anything there. I do this all the time. Like I got a rocking prophetic word a while back. Someone gave it to me. I wanted to see what was going on with it, you know. And this was actually from 2.5 years ago. A prophetic minister sent me a dream. It was rocking. It was the seven spirits of God were going to come down on me. And that's from Isaiah 11. I'm like, wow, yeah, I want that. So I did an activation. Wonder if that door was open. CC, I'm just saying. I wonder if that door was open. So I stepped out to see. Then the seven spirits of God, you know, the power, might, wisdom, you know, the revelation, knowledge, the fear of the Lord, those, I don't know if I said it right, but just saying, I started operating in it. The door wasn't fully open, even though I started operating in a part of it, but not fully open. So you'll know by trying. Maybe it's open a little. Maybe you can get in there and try things. Don't be afraid of messing things up. You know, really, don't be afraid of making a mistake. God wants you to do that like a father does. Here's one from Allie. How do I contend for God? Contend for what God told me in that is already done in heaven. Now, here's the thing. There's a teaching, which I believe in, that we have the things in heaven. Like right now, I'm healed in heaven. You're healed in heaven. But until we get them onto earth into reality, we have a thing called contending. And again, this is what I'm going to be going over in the workshop that we're going to be doing. Contending for it means that by faith, it might not look there. It's a Hebrews 11 thing where, you know, the faith is being sure of what we see. It's our hope of the things that we ask for, even though we're not seeing it. So that it's in heaven. You know, our healing or whatever it is has been opened for us in heaven. Now you need to contend to get it onto earth. There is contending, and it's a real good thing to learn how to contend for these things. You have to battle the enemy. You have to battle your own soul. You have to battle the people around you who won't believe you. You have to battle your generational curses that have been coming together. There's all kinds of different things that will try to keep you from contending and getting what's done in heaven on earth as it is in heaven. All right. Taylor says, what's a breaker anointing? Well, let me show you, Taylor, right now. It's an anointing to break things off people. So, Father, I release a breaker anointing. In Jesus' name, I release this breakthrough anointing, this thing from heaven on earth as it is in heaven in our lives. And even tomorrow, we'll start to see the wind of change. We'll start seeing things happen. I release that breakthrough anointing for everyone who's struggling with things, everyone who's had trouble and not been able to break through in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Well, I want to remind you, DougAddison.com is my website. Feel free to donate to us. Again, you could text the word love to 45888. Check out our online training. And also, maybe you can come to Phoenix with Herzog's family and all of us. Hope to see you. All right. Well, I just want to say God bless you all. It has been a great, great time. And looking forward to seeing you online.